Good. That's awesome. That was really good music, man.
I didn't get any bread.
Just forget it, let it go.
Excuse me, I think you forgot my bread.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
You're listening to Endless Adventure. It's a podcast. And it's called Endless Adventure for a specific reason. And what is that, you ask? Endless, meaning of infinite supply. What would you rather have? Some pudding or endless pudding? Some freedom. Or endless freedom. Some adventure or endless adventure. That could be a double-edged sword, no doubt. Something in the vein of the Chinese greeting of may you live in interesting times could certainly be interpreted that way. Perhaps an adventure is the antithesis of peace. Perhaps not. But most adventure comes when the peace is disrupted or is endangered. Drama. Endless adventure. It could have been called endless drama. It should have just been called endless. I was just feeling adventuresome the moment I titled it. Perhaps a mistake, as there are many other podcasts with similar names, possibly causing confusion. Perhaps it wasn't the best name for my podcast. But it was the one I chose.
One mulligatawny and what is that right there? Is that lima bean?
Yes.
Never been a big fan. You know what? Has anyone ever told you look exactly like Al Pacino? You know, scent of a woman. Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah!
Very good. Very good. You know something?
No soup for you! Come back 1 year!
You're listening to Endless Adventure. It's a podcast. And it's called Endless Adventure for a specific reason. And what is that, you ask? Endless. Meaning of infinite supply. What would you rather have? Some pudding or endless pudding? Some freedom or endless freedom? Some adventure or endless adventure? That could be a double-edged sword, no doubt. Something in the vein of the Chinese greeting of "May you live in interesting times" could certainly be interpreted that way. Perhaps an adventure is the antithesis of peace. Perhaps not. But most adventure comes when the peace is disrupted or is endangered. Drama. Endless adventure. It could have been called endless drama. It should have just been called endless. I was just feeling adventuresome the moment I titled it. Perhaps a mistake, as there are many other podcasts with similar names, possibly causing confusion. Perhaps it wasn't the best name for my podcast. But it was the one I chose, and I tried to live up to it. So how can I portray an endless adventure to a sophisticated audience when I don't have adventures myself? How can I learn of adventures? Must I be limited to others' recallings of theirs? Or should I create my own? Or share them at the least? Perhaps I should do both. But we went far and wide and tried to use the gatherings of everyday activities to turn them into creative, we don't like the word, but content. So we created characters that fit the mood of things that happen to us all the time. You can't miss. Everybody's done what you're trying to talk about. Thank you. You have to have advisors who tell you what sells and what doesn't, what people like and what people don't. People don't like adventure. That's like 1950s. People want it's endless adventure, not changing the title. All right, we can work with that. It has some advantages. You want me to make your podcast get into the millions? Is that what you're paying me to do? I want you to show me how to do it right. I don't care how many millions like it. I want to do it right. What do you mean? I want to give them what the title promises. A podcast about endless adventures, as opposed to adventures that might not last, and therefore, it's not fun to talk about them. We're talking about winning, not losing. Study the loser so you can win. But win, my friend. Endless Adventure has that going. It doesn't have a defeatist attitude, or doesn't want to. Sometimes it's realistic and gritty. But I won't do too many stories of where dystopia becomes the order of the day. Only that it's threatened at every turn. The natural alternative to intelligent decisions would be dystopia. Try to make the good ones. Most of the time, it's not a matter of trying to make the good ones. They lead to each other. One good decision generally offers the opportunity for many more. And the same goes for the either. Are you writing those down? Yeah, we're getting the one-liners collected. Just let him ramble. He'll get enough clicks. We can make him sound like something. Just keep him talking. All right, so that's what we do it in this adventure. Oh, so Conrad Buckingham. In this adventure, creator, monitor, and sometimes participant. I'm the guy that keeps the electricity on, you might say. I don't tell them what to do. I just make sure the studio works. Sometimes I want to get my story or two in, but I basically don't, because what they bring to me are more interesting than my own. I have wonderful ideas that come to me and are freely given. And we use them. So how did you come up with the idea of all the characters you got? Like, in this adventure has some people, what is it? Like I said, it's in this adventure. Every podcast, they're almost like separate podcasts. Every character has its own series of shows, and they do what they do. They do them when they do them, and I don't know when they're going to come up with stuff. I try to keep everybody active. Like, I want the audience that might want a poncho story, I want them to have a poncho story. People are looking for a Frank Boomer, I want them to have a Frank Boomer. I want them to produce the content. And they do a good job. And we don't evaluate it the way most people do. We don't evaluate it by how many people listen. We evaluate it to how we did it versus how we wanted to do it. And that process has kept us in the game. And that's all we do. Endless Adventures Podcast was basically the idea of the imaginations of a typical guy, a typical American that has worked, or rather, shall we say, boring work. Not physically demanding enough to force his mind to pay attention to the widgets and the gadgets, but his mind must be satisfied for 8 hours while he's trapped in a cage and must only perform allowed and desirable functions in a very aggressively successful manner. And he will get a certain amount of funds, but his mind isn't satisfied. It wants to be entertained. It doesn't see the task at hand as needing, didn't require any assistance of his unlimited imagination. He's figured it out, and he wants to move on. When he finally gets out of the gate, the imagination roars. Sometimes. And so we decided to do a podcast with all the crazy ideas this entity harbored to keep his sanity while enduring a rather insane organization in every regard. Insanity ruled his domain of the larger world that he had little control of. Their insanity must be tolerated, as he could not stop them. But he refused to join the insanity. That guy. So you're going to do a podcast about that? How's that going to sell? Can we get Michelle Obama? Come on. None of that stuff's going to work. It's not politically correct. Doesn't really fight it, but it's not. Who wants that? It's not about what anybody wants. It's about doing this because the idea came and we're going to do it. If one person thought it was a good idea, that'd be good enough. Nah, not really. You need more than one. We went through all the requirements. I gave you what I needed. This podcast exists and it's had enough of a foundation that you can't stop me. Keep making them. And make some coffee. And so we do stuff that you may not understand if your life has been, if doing what you do at work takes your attention and you really have to give it all you got to get through the day, then you probably wouldn't understand the feeling of knowing that what you're doing is not complicated, it's just dreary. And to get through a dreary task, you must entertain the other half. It's just sitting there, twiddling its thumbs, and will not tolerate that very long. You certainly hope not. That's your imagination, your inner self, your real self. Your brain that wants to be engaged and challenged so he can learn more and demonstrate what he learns. Instead of repeating the same thing over and over and over, and it never can be done good enough. Every degree of success you encounter, they increase the demands. You're a hamster on a wheel. The moment you discover that requires the secondary moment of how long will you tolerate it? Allowing it and tolerating it aren't the same. Enduring it and allowing it may not be the same. You may have to work hard to escape, as it would appear to be a snare. And you realize that your world is simply a bear trap, big enough that you didn't recognize it. You thought it was something else, something desirable. It is a mere snare. And one cannot tolerate. The ball and chain is a norm. Well, I must remove it somehow, some way, and most do. Don't let life become a ball and chain. You're only imprisoned because you chose. So, choose well.
Next!
What are you gonna get?
I'll decide at the last minute.
Well, you better decide, sister. You're on deck. Sheila!
Hey!
Uh-oh.
What is this? You're kissing in my line? Nobody kisses in my line!
I can kiss anywhere I want to.
You just got yourself a soup.
How dare you? Come on, Jerry, we're leaving. Jerry?
Do I know you?
Tried to live up to it. So how can I portray a nice adventure to a sophisticated audience when I don't have adventures myself? How can I learn of adventures? Must I be limited to others' recallings of theirs? Or should I create my own? Or share them at the least? Perhaps I should do both. But we went far and wide and tried to use the gatherings of everyday activities to turn them into creative, we don't like the word, but content. So we created characters that fit the mood, things that happen to us all the time. You can't miss. Everybody's done what you're trying to talk about. Thank you. You have to have advisors who tell you what sells and what doesn't, what people like and what people don't. People don't like adventure. That's like 1950s. People want It's Endless Adventure, not changing the title. All right, we can work with that. It has some advantages. You want me to make your podcast get into the millions? Is that what you're paying me to do? I want you to show me how to do it right. I don't care how many millions like it, I want to do it right. What do you mean? I want to give them what the title promises. A podcast about endless adventures. As opposed to adventures that might not last. And therefore, it's not fun to talk about them. We're talking about winning, not losing. Study the loser so you can win. But win, my friend. Endless Adventure has that going. It doesn't have a defeatist attitude, or doesn't want to. Sometimes it's realistic, gritty. But I won't do too many stories of where dystopia becomes the order of the day, only that it's threatened at every turn. The natural alternative to intelligent decisions would be dystopian ones. Try to make the good ones. Most of the time, it's not a matter of trying to make the good ones. They lead to each other. One good decision generally offers the opportunity for many more. And the same goes for the either. Are you writing those down? Yeah, we're getting the one-liners collected. Just let him ramble. He'll get enough clicks. We can make him sound like something. Just keep him talking. All right, so that's what we do it in this adventure. Oh, so Conrad Buckingham. Endless Adventure creator, monitor, and sometimes participant. I'm the guy that keeps the electricity on, you might say. I don't tell them what to do. I just make sure the studio works. Sometimes I want to get my story or two in, but I basically don't, because what they bring to me are more interesting than my own. I have wonderful ideas that come to me and are freely given. And we use them. So how did you come up with the idea of all the characters you got? Like, Endless Adventure has some people, what is it? Like I said, it's Endless Adventure. Every podcast, they're almost like separate podcasts. Every character has its own series of shows, and they do what they do. They do them when they do them, and I don't know when they're gonna come up with stuff. I try to keep everybody active. Like, I want the audience that might want a poncho story, I want them to have a poncho story. People are looking for a Frank Boomer, I want them to have a Frank Boomer. I want them to produce the content. they do a good job. And we don't evaluate it the way most people do. We don't evaluate it by how many people listen. We evaluate it to how we did it versus how we wanted to do it. And that process has kept us in the game. And that's all we do. Endless Adventures Podcast was basically the idea of the imaginations of a typical guy, a typical American that has worked a rather, shall we say, boring work, not physically demanding enough to force his mind to pay attention to the widgets and the gadgets. But his mind must be satisfied for 8 hours while he's trapped in a cage and must only perform the loud and desirable functions in a very aggressively successful manner. And he will get a certain amount of funds. But his mind isn't satisfied. It wants to be entertained. It doesn't see the task at hand as needing assistance of his unlimited imagination. He's figured it out, and he wants to move on. When he finally gets out of the gate, the imagination roars. Sometimes. And so we decided to do a podcast about all the crazy ideas this entity harbored to keep his sanity while enduring a rather insane organization in every regard. Insanity ruled his domain of the larger world that he had little control of. Their insanity must be tolerated as he could not stop them. But he refused to join the insanity. That guy. So you're going to do a podcast about that? How's that going to sell? Can we get Michelle Obama? Come on. None of that stuff's going to work. It's not politically correct. Doesn't really fight it, but it's not. Who wants that? It's not about what anybody wants. It's about doing this because the idea came and we're going to do it. If one person thought it was a good idea, that'd be good enough. Nah, not really. You need more than one. We went through all the requirements. I gave you what I needed. This podcast exists and it's had enough of a foundation that you can't stop me. Keep making them. And make some coffee. And so we do stuff that you may not understand if your life has been, if doing what you do at work takes your attention and you really have to give it all you got to get through the day, then you probably wouldn't understand the feeling of knowing that what you're doing is not complicated. It's just dreary. And to get through a dreary task, you must entertain the other half. It's just sitting there twiddling its thumbs and will not tolerate that very long. You certainly hope not. That's your imagination, your inner self, your real self, your brain that wants to be engaged and challenged so he can learn more and demonstrate what he learns. Instead of repeating the same thing over and over and over and it never can be done good enough. Every degree of success you encounter, they increase the demands. You're a hamster on a wheel. The moment you discover that requires the secondary moment of how long will you tolerate it? Well, allowing it and tolerating it aren't the same. Enduring it and allowing it may not be the same. You may have to work hard to escape, as it would appear to be a snare. When you realize that your world is simply a bear trap, big enough that you didn't recognize it. You thought it was something else, something desirable. It is a mere snare. And one cannot tolerate. The ball and chain is a norm. Well, I must remove it somehow, some way, and most do. Don't let life become a ball and chain. You're only imprisoned because you chose. So, choose well. Thank you for joining us at Frank Boomer's Still at Large, a show about people, places, and love. If you enjoy it, tell a friend.